Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh, yes, indeed. We are joined by Pastor Robert Ngurima on the line. Good afternoon, Pastor Ngurima.
Good afternoon, my dear. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
Yeah, the Lord is keeping me.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. This afternoon, we're going to be talking to you, in fact, not only this afternoon, but the next couple of days as well, about marriage and the family, which is one of the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, just as God is a relational God, He created humanity for relationships as well. He established the first marriage with Adam and Eve and then blessed them to be fruitful and multiply. This is according to Genesis 1:28. Now, Pastor, what was God's intention for the family? Why did God formulate the family in the first place?
Okay. Thank you for the beautiful question. According to my understanding and according to the verse, after the Lord created Adam and Eve, He commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. It's a command, and it was God's desire for the family to multiply. And another assignment which or another thing which the family was given was dominion, to rule over the earth. So I think that was the primary reason why the Lord created a family, or established a family, of course, out of love then. Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. So when God then created this family, of course, out of love, as you say, the importance of relationships perhaps sprang up as well. What would you say is the importance of family relationships?
Okay. I think there's an, since we worship a God who is a God of love, and He's not a selfish God. If you read the Bible, we have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we have angels. That's a heavenly family. So He's a God who is established in a family. Now, it was His desire that a family is established to fellowship. Fellowship, element of relating to each other. There is an element of intimacy as well within the context of what? Of family. So those are some of the things why God created a family.
I see. And other families are a family unit as, you know, identified by God. There's mom, dad, children. He created men and women who then were fruitful and multiplied. And these people four formed one beautiful family. However, because of sin, certain families then are broken. What does society miss then out of the absence of a unit, of a family unit, as desired by God?
Yeah. The full sense of having a family is lost. Yeah, it's the devil's desire to completely obliterate these family structures, the original family structures. So the society will miss the originality element. And among other people, among other things, the culture won't be preserved well. The family culture, that will be missed. Element of support, total support is lost. The community will lose that. There's element of unity. Unity is built primarily in homes. Where there is disunity in homes, the community will be affected. So if we miss the original family, those things will creep in, and the community will be disabled in a, of course, in cause. Yes.
Now, do broken families also cause what you have said in terms of the misfortune in societies?
Yeah, of some sort, yeah. Generally, all families, because of sin, they are they are contributing negatives and positives in the community.
Mm.
But according to coming to your question, I think giving an example where only kids are looking after each other, yeah, there are many things which should be missed. Parental care will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, God helping some families will be able to make it there where, when kids are looking after each other. But there are more disadvantages than advantages when a family is not coming from an original setup.
Interesting. Now, in terms of a family structure, is it made strictly of people with the same genetic makeup?
Yeah, generally, all human beings, we are the same.
Mm.
We are the same. Yeah, we are created the same. Adam and Eve were the same. And my wife and myself, we are just the same, and my kids, we are the same. Yeah, all human beings, we are the same. That's my understanding. Yes, maybe because of sin, maybe we might lose, lose 0.1%. Well, to make it 99.9%.
Yes.
But
yes.
Generally, all human beings are the same.
Well, yeah. Lovely. But Pastor, I must say thank you so much. This was just, the intro to the discussion that we're going to be having of the family unit, where there's mom, dad, and the children. And it's God who actually, as you said, set up the family right at the beginning. But then, interestingly, yes. Before I let you go, actually, interestingly, as Christ is born much later on, he's born in a family structure that is not quite ideal as God created in the beginning, because he is born out of wedlock. And this creates a challenge in terms of the picture of the family that God gave us in the beginning.
Yeah, I according to my understanding, I think God wanted to express or to send a message to everyone that all families under the sun, they are loved by God.
Yes, yes.
Yes, be it the child-headed families, mother-headed, father-headed family, where a man and only kids are living together, even a single person living alone, it can be considered as a what? As another family.
Mm.
Yeah, you see, like we can give a biblical examples of such families. If that at Zarephath, there was a woman, that widow with his son, it was a family. Abraham and his sons and daughters-in-law, that was another family. You see, we have different types of what? Of families, you see. So all families are loved by God.
Mm. Regardless of their background.
You can say that again.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through and giving us this fantastic introduction. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. For this afternoon, I truly want to thank you so much for coming through. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Be blessed more.
Thank you so much. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Pastor. There you have it. That was our pastor there joining us, talking to us, actually, about family, marriage and the family, which is Pastor Ngorima, Robert Ngorima, who is actually going to be joining us again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.